I heard this yesterday, and I thought it was only for yesterday, I thought, but apparently it's not. McDonald's. McDonald's, yesterday, I did not know this, but apparently yesterday was National Caramel Day, or caramel, whatever you prefer.
Yeah. Mm. All right.
Who knew?
Yeah.
But McDonald's yesterday announced that a new caramel brownie McFlurry was going to be made available.
That sounds good.
It does. I thought, but I see, I was reading the information, I thought it was just for yesterday on National Caramel Day. No, what they were announcing is that starting May 3rd, that they are going to release on a limited basis at participating restaurants nationwide the new caramel brownie McFlurry. They were just making the announcement on National Caramel Day.
I see.
So here's a taste-tempting opportunity for us on the morning team show. Just got to send somebody out in the morning for a caramel brownie McFlurry.
Well, if they make one that early in the day.
Hey, my guess is if they make breakfast all day, if you're willing to pay for it, they'll make it.
Okay.
I had to laugh, though. I have a McDonald's news release, and I have a news source. The news source describes it this way. Here's the news source.
Okay.
Obviously taking it from the news release, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
The new McFlurry blends vanilla soft serve with brownie pieces and caramel topping. Okay.
Whatever. Yeah.
The news release actually described it this way. Cool and creamy soft served with fudgy brownie pieces and sweet gooey caramel. So where did the writer of the news story miss taking all the adjectives out of the news release? Because it sounds much better with the way that McDonald's described it. Than
well,
just
that's McDonald's.
The McDonald's one sounds like a commercial.
Yes.
The other one sounds like a news story.
Brownie pieces, vanilla, and caramel.
Yeah.
They missed the fudgy and sweet gooey. Exactly right. So May 3rd, if you have an interest at McDonald's.
I don't know I want to do my next newscast talking about gooey caramel.
Does sound tasty, though. It does
yes,
sound
it
tasty.
Does. Yes, yes.
Hey, as long as we're talking about McDonald's, let me take a moment, too, in a very serious note.
Yes, yes.
Hey, we have set something up that's going to happen this Friday, April 9th at the McDonald's at 510 South Michigan Avenue in Saginaw. And we're going to have a special broadcast going on that day. Art Lewis will be out there. And we were contacted from the restaurant owner and the operator. His name is Sean Saputo. And Sean heard the news stories of the Michigan National Guard members that were injured last week.
A tree fell on a couple of them and severely injured them.
It was a training exercise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just so happens that the two soldiers are assigned to the Bravo Company based here in Saginaw.
Yeah, Buena Vista, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it just so happens that Sean Saputo, again, the owner and the operator of the restaurant, is a Michigan Army National Guard veteran.
Oh, okay.
And he wants to help support the injured. And so on Friday, he is going to donate 50% of proceeds all day to the recovery fund.
Oh, very good.
It's been
very
set up.
Good, yeah.
So we're going to send Art Lewis out there for a broadcast between 9 and 11:30 so we can talk to Sean and do the broadcast, raise some awareness, raise some attention to see if we can't get a few more people visiting the McDonald's at 510 South Michigan Avenue on Friday to make purchases, knowing that 50% of the proceeds are going to go to the recovery fund for those Michigan Army National Guard.
Yeah, I mean, they're reserve, and which means that they're taking time away from their occupation, which means that they could be losing some of their livelihood in addition to the injuries they suffered.
Yeah. And it even says here that, along with talking to Sean, that other fellow National Guard service members will make appearances throughout the day, too.
Very good.
So that's cool. On Friday. Mark it down. Have a meal at McDonald's on Friday.
And I bet you could contribute to above and beyond making your food purchases that day.
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
That would probably be highly encouraged.
So glad to be able to support that, and you'll hear more about it as we go through the week.
Does this mean Art's going to try the new, what is it called again?
Oh, well, see, that's not coming out until May 3rd.
That's not until May 3rd. Oh, very well. Yes, very well. Okay, I missed that part. Okay. Yeah.
But my guess is he'll probably try another.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
He'll try something.
He'll try another one. The new brownie caramel, the fudge brownie caramel McFlurry.